Leviticus 27:14 through Numbers 1. Now, if someone consecrates his house as holy to the Lord, then the priest shall assess it as either good or bad. As the priest assesses it, so it shall stand. Yet if the one who consecrates it should want to redeem his house, then he shall add a fifth of your assessment price to it, so that it may be his. Again, if someone consecrates to the Lord part of the field of his own property, then your assessment shall be proportionate to the seed needed for it, a homer of barley seed at 50 shekels of silver. If he consecrates his field as of the year of Jubilee, according to your assessment, it shall stand. If he consecrates his field after Jubilee, however, then the priest shall calculate the price for him, proportionate to the years that are left until the year of Jubilee, and it shall be deducted from your assessment. If the one who consecrates it should ever want to redeem the field, then he shall add a fifth of your assessment price to it, so that it may belong to him. Yet if he does not redeem the field, but has sold the field to another person, it may no longer be redeemed. And when it reverts in the Jubilee, the field shall be holy to the Lord. Like a field banned from secular use, it shall be for the priest as his property. Or if he consecrates to the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not part of the field of his own property, then the priest shall calculate for him the amount of your assessment up to the year of Jubilee, and he shall on that day give your assessment as holy to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to the one from whom he bought it, to whom the possession of the land belongs. Every assessment of yours, moreover, shall be by the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs. However, a firstborn among animals, which is as a firstborn, belongs to the Lord. No one may consecrate it, whether ox or sheep. It is the Lord's. But if it is among the unclean animals, then he shall redeem it according to your assessment, and add to it a fifth of it. And if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your assessment. Nevertheless, anything which someone sets apart to the Lord for destruction out of all that he has, of man or animal, or of the field of his own property, shall not be sold nor redeemed. Anything set apart for destruction is most holy to the Lord. No one who may have been set apart among mankind shall be ransomed. He must be put to death. Now, all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If, therefore, someone should ever want to redeem part of his tithe, he shall add to it a fifth of it. For every tenth part of herd or flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to the Lord. He is not to be concerned whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. Yet if he does exchange it, then both it and its substitute shall become holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the sons of Israel on Mount Sinai. Numbers 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, every male, head by head, from 20 years old and upward. Whoever is able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall count them by their armies. With you, moreover, there shall be a man of each tribe, each one head of his father's household. These, then, are the names of the men who shall stand with you. The tribe of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shiddur, of the tribe of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zerishaddai, of the tribe of Judah, Nashan, the son of Amminadab, of Issachar, Nethanel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, of Manasseh, Gamliel, the son of Pedazur, of Benjamin, Abadan, the sons of Gideonai, of Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishadai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the sons of Enan. These are the men who were called from the congregation, the leaders of their fathers' tribes. They were the heads of divisions of Israel. So Moses and Aaron took these men who had been designated by name, and they assembled all the congregation on the first day of the second month. Then they registered by ancestry in their families, by their father's household, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, head by head, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So he counted them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war. Their numbered men of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. Of the sons of Simeon, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, their numbered men, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, their descendants by their families, by their father's household, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, their descendants by their families, by their father's households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. Of the sons of Issachar, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, namely of the sons of Ephraim, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. Of the sons of Manasseh, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, their descendants by their families, by their father's household, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. Of the sons of Asher, their descendants by their families, by their father's household, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Asher were 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, their descendants by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron counted, with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each of whom was of his father's household. So all the numbered men of the sons of Israel, by their father's households, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go to war in Israel, all the numbered men were 603,550. The Levites, however, were not counted among them by their father's tribe, for the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, "Only the tribe of Levi you shall not count, nor shall you take their census among the sons of Israel. And you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furnishings, and over everything that belongs to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and they shall take care of it. They shall also camp around the tabernacle. So when the tabernacle is to move on, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle encamps, the Levites shall set it up. But the layman who comes near it shall be put to death. So the sons of Israel shall camp, each man by his own camp, and each man by his own flag, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that there will be no divine wrath against the congregation of the sons of Israel. So the Levites shall be responsible for service to the tabernacle of the testimony." And the sons of Israel did so, in accordance with all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did. Luke 17. Now he said to his disciples, "It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It is better for him if a millstone is hung around his neck and he is thrown into the sea than that he may cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, you shall forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." But the Lord said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Now, which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him after he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and recline at the table to eat'? On the contrary, will he not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink'? He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all things which were commanded you, say, 'We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.'" While he was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, 10 men with leprosy, who stood at a distance, met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. But Jesus responded and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. Now, he was questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered them and said, The kingdom of God is not coming with signs that can be observed, nor will they say, Look, here it is, or there it is, for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst. And he said to the disciples, The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, Look there, or look here. Do not leave, and do not run after them. For just like the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to the other part of the sky, so the Son of Man will be in his day. But first he must suffer many things, and be rejected by this generation. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, and they were being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, and they were building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, the one who will be on the housetop with his goods in the house must not go down to take them out. And likewise, the one in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever strives to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you that on the night there will be 2 in one bed, and one will be taken and the other will be left. There will be 2 women grinding at the same place. One will be taken and the other will be left. 2 men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other will be left. And responding, they said to him, Where, Lord? And he said to them, Where the body is, there also the vultures will be gathered. 1 Corinthians 10. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea. And they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them. And the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for their dead bodies were spread out in the wilderness. Now these things happened as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they indeed craved them. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, The people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play. Nor are we to commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor are we to put the Lord to the test, as some of them did, and were killed by the snakes. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them, as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let the one who thinks he stands watch out that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, except something common to mankind. And God is faithful, so he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you will be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise people. You, then, judge what I say. Is the cup of blessing which we bless not a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is the bread which we break not a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Look at the people of Israel. Are those who eat the sacrifices not partners in the altar? What do I mean then? That food sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but I say that things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons, and not to God. And I do not want you to become partners with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of the demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? We are not stronger than he, are we? All things are permitted, but not all things are of benefit. All things are permitted, but not all things build people up. No one is to seek his own advantage, but rather that of his neighbor. Eat anything that is sold in the meat market without asking questions, for the sake of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's, and all it contains. If one of the unbelievers invites you and you want to go, eat anything that is set before you without asking questions, for the sake of conscience. But if anyone says to you, "This is meat sacrificed to idols," do not eat it, for the sake of that one who informed you, and for the sake of conscience. Now, by conscience, I do not mean your own, but the other person's. For why is my freedom judged by another's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I slandered about that for which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all things for the glory of God. Do not offend Jews or Greeks, or the Church of God, just as I also please everyone in all things, not seeking my own benefit, but the benefit of the many, so that they may be saved. Proverbs 22:1-10. A good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have a common bond. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent person sees evil and hides himself, but the naive proceed and pay the penalty. The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. One who guards himself will be far from them. Train up a child to go in the way he should go. Even when he grows older, he will not abandon it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. One who sows injustice will reap disaster, and the rod of his fury will perish. One who is generous will be blessed, because he gives some of his food to the poor. Drive out the scoffer, and strife will leave. Even quarreling and dishonor will cease. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very ready help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shakes, and the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make the city of God happy, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth quaked. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has inflicted horrific events on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spears in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Stop striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.